Welcome to the Against All Gods podcast, and today we are in episode 9. My name is Todd Stiles. I'm one of the pastors at First Family Church, and the Against All Gods podcast is somewhat of a subset of our Extra Point podcast. We're releasing 10 episodes about the 10 plagues in Exodus that happened in Egypt, because we taught on the first 9 plagues last week. We're teaching on the 10th plague next week. And so this week, we're just crash coursing these 10 plagues and smashing our platform with 10 extra episodes. And they are kind of bundled together in this banner of the title, Against All Gods. We're taking that from Exodus 12, in which this is exactly what God said he would do. Exodus 12:12. The word says, I am the Lord. I will execute judgments against all the gods of Egypt. So we've been showing how these plagues were actually directly aimed at some of the gods in the Egyptian pantheon, these false deities, also showing some historical context and data, and then giving some theological applications as well. And so we come to this 9th plague, the plague of darkness, and we, as we read it there in Exodus 10, we realize we're standing on the edge now. Things have piled high. We're 9 plagues in. The river has bled. The frogs, the gnats, and the flies have come and gone. The livestock are dead. The skin is scarred. Crops are ruined. Any remaining vegetation, it's now consumed. And now Yahweh does something that's not simply another plague. He actually makes a theological statement in the entire region, except for Goshen. He makes a statement so profound that it reaches back to the very first verses of Genesis. He turns out the lights. Now, understand that in this moment, in Egypt, which is a desert in many ways, there's a wind that often blows off the Sahara, and it can produce dust storms that are so intense that often visibility drops to near zero. You may have seen this in some movies, where a dust storm, comes up and blows. And so they're not only trying to hide to prevent, hurt to themselves, but they also won't be able to see. And so there is a sense in which dust storms produce this type of darkness, we'll call it. And travelers in ancient Egypt, just like today, they knew of this phenomenon, and it can be terrifying, and it can last for days. But this is not what happened in Plague 9. This is not darkness brought about by a dust storm that eventually blows over. The text says here that this was darkness so thick it was felt. It was a tangible darkness, not just an absence of light or light covered up by something. And this lasted 3 days. 3 days in which no one could see anyone else. No one moved except in Goshen, where God's people lived. In Goshen, there was light. Now, this is intriguing because Pharaoh was, according to Egyptian theology, Pharaoh was the son of Ra. And Pharaoh was considered the most essential person in this line of deity, so to speak. He was considered divine, a son. And his most essential function was to maintain cosmic order, or you could even say the daily rituals of how the cosmic arena operated, because that's how the Egyptians would be successful. So he had this relationship with the sun god, Ra, and then based on his performance, I would say his religious performance, he would either be blessed or not blessed. And the morning sunrise was in part some of the blessing or the fruit of his religious performance. In other words, he was the mediator between humanity, the Egyptians, and then this solar divine god, Ra. He was like the in-between person. And so 3 days without the sun to an Egyptian would be like 3 days without Ra's blessing. It's 3 days where Pharaoh must be a catastrophic theological failure. And this is witnessed throughout Egypt before all Egyptians. Now, let me bring some theological thrust to this plague and why I think it's the 9th, and it's really a culminating one just before the 10th one. Remember Genesis 1:3, where God said, let there be light, and the scripture records there was light. So this is the first creative act. showing us that light is the precondition for everything else. Before the land is separated from the sea, before vegetation, before animals, before humanity, God made light. He created light. And in Plague 9, Yahweh retracts that command over all of Egypt. He doesn't merely dim the light. He actually reverses the very first act of creation for this portion of the world. He returns it to the condition of Genesis 1:2, where the Bible says the earth was without form and was void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. This is now what I believe Egypt is experiencing. It shows us that this is not a plague of inconvenience or just meant to distract. This is really a plague of warning. I mean, Egypt is being shown what uncreation looks like, what it looks like to be undone and unraveled, what it looks like for your solar deities, the gods Ra, Horus, and Aten, those false gods who really were the very center of Egyptian theology. They're now stripped of their power, so completely stripped that the sun itself refuses to shine. So those three false deities, they are no match for Yahweh in something as fundamental as light. And the Egyptians are thinking, Pharaoh's not interceding for us. He's not mediating, so he's not being blessed. Our gods are not in control, because they're looking across the line, so to speak, at Israel and Goshen, and they have light. So there's a tremendously remarkable covenant distinction occurring here. It's much like Plague 4, but this one is even greater and more intense because there's a cosmic maximum happening here. Yahweh does not merely draw a geographical line. He's now drawing a line in the fabric of creation itself, the very fundamental first creative act. One has light and one does not. One is in light, one is in darkness. It's a stunning parallel. It reminds me of the New Testament, where Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness. And so Plague 9 is a visible illustration of those who walked in darkness. It's not merely a natural disaster. It's really a shadow cast forward by the one who created light, and who in the fullness of time would become the light that no darkness could overcome. That's Jesus. So Plague 9 has a number of theological pointers and shadows and a lot of meaning. No wonder it comes right before the final plague. Let's think about this from a modern angle for a moment, can we? Power outages in our day, when we are kind of left in darkness, they're built on the assumption that we have continuous light, continuous energy. And these kinds of outages, when we experience them, man, they really, they do mess up your life, don't they? They cause things to come to a standstill. Hospital equipment fails, traffic systems often collapse, supply chains halt. I mean, communication networks, they go silent. Moments of outage in our power, when darkness suddenly is upon us and we have no way to solve it, it really does reveal the dependency that we have upon light. We are, for all of our sophistication, still creatures whose ordered world depends on that same first creative act, let there be light, the one that set the cosmos in motion. So the ninth plague could really lean into us as well and cause us to ask this question. When everything's stripped away, when we're in one of those outages, so to speak, who do we believe actually governs our sky? Who do we believe actually is the fundamental giver of life and light? It's always God. Well, Pharaoh did not come to that realization even in this ninth plague, because in darkness, he calls Moses one final time. It's an interesting conversation they have. Pharaoh offers a partial concession, so to speak. He says, you can go, you take your children, but he wants Moses to leave the flocks and the herds. And of course, Moses refuses. And Pharaoh's response to Moses' refusal is quite chilling. He says, get away from me, take care never to see my face again, for on the day you see my face, you shall die. But the truth is, the opposite occurs. And Moses actually says to him in return, as you say, I will not see your face again. But what Moses knows is that Pharaoh will be the one to die. So it looks like it's finished between them. I mean, there's nothing left now to negotiate. 9 plagues have blown their way through Egypt, but the final blow is still to come. And on the next episode, we'll open the door to midnight. And what passes through at midnight will break the empire forever.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.